Yerushalmi printed in Bavli, Shkalim, Daf Yud Beis. We're beginning at the Mishnah, who are in Perek Dalad, Halacha Dalad. The Mishnah says, Amagdish nechasav, v'ayu bahen dvorim ru'uyim lekorbanos, hasibo, yinathnu le'umnin b'scharam, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, one who consecrates his property and among it are items that were suitable as public sacrifices, it should be given to the craftsmen for their payment. Amalai ben Azai, Eina hi Hamida, Ela mafrishin mehen scha ha'umnin, v'mechallin oisan al mois ha'umnin, v'noislin oisan le'umnin v'scharam, v'choizun v'leikchim oisar metruma hadosha. Ben Azai said to Rabbi Kiva, your way is inconsistent with the excess of Keteris in the previous Mishnah. Rather, they separate the value of the payment of the craftsman from the Keteris spices that he consecrated, and redeem the incense onto the money of the craftsman, and then pay them with it. Then they buy it back from them with the Truma Salishcha funds. Hamagdish nechasav v'yabahen behema ru'uya al gabe mizbeach zechorim unakeiris. One who consecrates his property and among the items are animals that are suitable to bring on the mizbeach, males and females. Rabbi Eliezer oimer zechorim yimochu l'sochi oilois unakeiris yimochu l'sochi zivchei shlomim u'demeihem yiplu emsha nechasav l'bedek habayis. Rabbi Eliezer says the male animals should be sold to people who need to bring oil offerings. The female animals should be sold to people who need to bring shlomim offerings. And the money received should then fall together with the rest of his property for Bedek Abayis, which is upkeep of the temple. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, Zechorim Absmal, Yikuvu Oilois, Venekevus Yimochu, Letzorchi Zivchei Shlomim, Veyavi Bedemehem Oilois, Roshanachosim, Veyiplu Lebedek Abayis. Rabbi Yeshua says the male animals should themselves be brought as oil offerings. The female animals should be sold to people who need to bring shlomim offerings. The money received should then fall together with the rest of his property to Berek Abayis. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Roya ani es dvorai, hedivrei Rabbi Eliezer, medivrei Rabbi Yeshua, shebe Eliezer, hishres medoisab, Rabbi Yeshua, cholag. Rabbi Akiva says, I side with Rabbi Eliezer over Rabbi Yeshua, as Rabbi Eliezer created consistency, whereas Rabbi Yeshua differentiated. Amar Rabbi Papias, Shamati es divrei shnehem. Rabbi Pius said, I heard a teaching that is like both opinions. Hamagdish peferish kedivrei Rabbi Eliezer, hamagdish stam kedivrei Yeshua. If one consecrates explicitly, we follow Rabbi Eliezer. If one consecrates without specifying, we follow Rabbi Yeshua. Hamagdish nechosav v'hayu bahen dvorim ru'uyim lagabi mezbeach, yeinois u'shmonim v'oifois, Rabbi Eliezer ime yimochu letzorchi oisei hamin, Rabbi Eliezer says if one consecrates his property and among it are items that are suitable for the Mizbeach, wines, oils, and birds, they should be sold to people who need to bring that type of sacrifice, and the proceeds should be used to buy oil offerings. The other property should fall to the Berek Habayis. And the Gemara says, Hamagdish v'chulei l'korbanos sibol, Rabbi Yochanan omar k'toyres. The Gemara says at the beginning of the Mishnah, the taught that one who consecrates his property and among it are items that are suitable as public sacrifices, Rabbi Yochanan said that this refers to Keteris. Amar Rabbi Yehoshia, Tipateb Bo'oman Mishal Beis Avtinas Shehaya Neitels Beschari Keteris. Rabbi Yehoshia explains this refers to a craftsman from the house of Avtinas who would take his wages from the Keteris. My timer, the Ben Azai She'ena Hegdush Mishal Al Amalocha El Alamois. Ben Azai's reasoning is that Hekdesh is not redeemed onto labor, but rather onto money. Taman Tanilan, Yesh be Kodshe Bedek Habayis. The mission in Temurah says that there are laws pertaining to items consecrated for the Bedek Habayis. Shestam Hekdeshois Bedek Habayis, Hekdesh Bedek Habayis Chal Akol, Umayalim Begidulehen, Vein Beim Anoya Lekahanim. Unspecified consecrations go to the Bedek Habayis. Items consecrated to the Berek Habayis take effect on all items. One transgresses Me'ila with what grows from them, and Kohanim may not get personal benefit from them. And the Mishnah implies that all unspecified consecrations, even animals, go to the Berek Habayis. Amar Rabbi Hananya, de Belezihi, de Taninan, Hamagdish Nechosov, Vais Behen Behemo Ru'uya, Algabe Mizbeach, Zechorim Lekevris, de Beleze Oime, Zechorim Yimochu, Letzorchi Oilois, Rabbi Rabbi Chananya said that the Mishnah, that Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, as our Mishnah taught, one who consecrates his property, and among the items, the animals that are suitable to bring on the Mizbeach, males and females, Rabbi Elazar says that the male animals should be sold to people who need to bring Oila offerings, the female animals should be sold to people who need to bring Shlom offerings. The money it receives should then fall together with the rest of his property to Bedek Abayis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Taimer de Rabbi Elazar, Bish ki yakdish es beisoi, kodesh la'ashem, b'me'anu kaimen, im b'beis dira, kva k'viv v'im ha'makdish, yigalist es beisoi. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Elazar's source is the pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Chof Zayin, pasuk Yudalet. And if a man will consecrate his house to be holy to Hashem, what's the case? If it is referring to a man's personal dwelling, it already says in Vayikra, Chof Zayin, pasuk Tezrov, and if the consecrator should redeem his house. Elikelen Kaimen b'Magdish Nechosov Mikan Jastam Hakdesho is the Bedek Habayis. Rather, we're discussing when he consecrates his property, and from here we learn that consecrations that are unspecified go to the Bedek Habayis. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rav Chuna b'Shem Rav, b'Mar Pligin b'Magdish Nechosov or b'Magdish Edroi Kol Amar Moidi Shehu Lemezbeach. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rav Chuna, quoting Rav, said that they disagree over one who consecrates his property. But if one consecrates his herd, all agree that it is for the Mizbeach. Rabbi Abba Rav Chuna b'Shem Rav, ma pligin b'magdish edroi, or b'magdish nechasov, kol amma moidi, shuhu lebedek habayis. A second opinion is Rabbi Abba, he quotes Rav Chuna, quoting Rav differently, that they disagree over one who consecrates his herd, but if one consecrates his property, all agree that it goes to the bedek habayis. Al daita de Rizera, Nicha, the Kasha, Al Drabi Abba, Behema, Loda Mizbeachi. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Zeira, it's fine, but according to Rabbi Abba, are animals not for the Mizbeach? Le Mizbeachi, Velama Sasa Ma'ish, Hazeh, Shukaime, Loye, El Lebek Abayas. The answer is they usually are for the Mizbeach, but why did this person consecrate without specifying? It's as if he stated that it's for the Bedek Abayas. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Loishni hi hamagdish nechosav, hi hamagdish edroi hi hamachlikas. Rabbi Yochanan is the third opinion here, says no, they disagree over both cases. And we skip the next few words, according to the text Rav Chuna, b'shem Rav, v'yabol, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kod she bedek habayis, shepoidam tamimim, yotze lechulin. Rav Chuna, quoting Rav, and v'yabol, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that animals consecrated to the bedek habayis that are redeemed unblemished become chulin. We have a support from a Mishnah in Chulin, referring to blemished animals that are consecrated. Their offspring and their milk are permitted after their redemption. Now, this is similar to Rabbi Yochanan's law, as both are consecrated to the Bedek Habayis and become Chulin when redeemed. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Chista tipate ishis shehomu upedon. And Rav Chizkiya, quoting Rav Chista, rejected that because he says, no, interpret that case, that he redeemed them after becoming blemished. That's the correct gissa. Rav Yovantin, Yud Beis Mem Beis now. Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Chista, Masnifin Omakein, Vladan v'chalban, Osa l'acha pedyonim. Rav Yosef, quoting Rav Chista, said we can support that from a Mishnah in Tamur. If animals were consecrated for the Mizbeach, if they became blemished and redeemed, their offspring and their milk is prohibited after redemption. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Yosef, kod shebedek habayis, shebadan tamimim, yotze lechulin. Rav Chizkiya, quoting Rav Yosef, said that animals consecrated for the bedek habayis that were redeemed unblemished become chulin. Im teimel la yotze lechulin, heich kod shebedek chalem al kod shebedek habayis. As if you say that they do not, how could consecration to the mizbeach take effect on animals that consecrated for the bedek habayis? Bale mumim, kudushas mizbeach, chal aleihem. Animals with blemishes, consecration for the Mizbeach, can take effect on them. Le'edem Miller asks the Gemara regarding what? Le'giza u'la'avoida, the answer is for shearing and working, which remain prohibited even after redemption. Hifrish nekeva lo'ilosoi u'lepischoi u'la'ashmoi, oise temur. If a person wrongly separated a female animal for his oila, his korban pesach or his asham offering, for which only a male may be brought, it can still create tamura. Rabbi Shimon Aimer Lai Lothai Oise Tamura Lepishoi La Ashamai Einoi Oise Tamura. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, he says for his Oila it can create a tamura, but for his Pesach or his Asham it cannot create a tamura. רבי שמעון בן יהודה אומר, משום רבי שמעון, לא לעשות לפסחו, לשמי, אינו עושה תמורה. רבי שמעון בן יהודה, quoting רבי שמעון, said of his oila, his pesach or his asham, it cannot create a tumor. אמר רבי יוחנן תלמיד רבי שמעון שכן מלשינו, נקבה בעוף כשרה לבואי אוילה. רבי יוחנן says that רבי שמעון's reason is that we find that a female bird is valid as an oila bird offering. ואמר רבי יוחנן תלמיד רבי שמעון בן יהודה, אם מין במינוי הוא חלוק עליו כל שכן מין בשאין המינוי. רבי יוחנן says that רבי שמעון בן יהודה's reasoning is that if in the same gender רבי שמעון disagrees, as we'll see, or the more so if they are not the same gender. Ezu min b'minoi shu cholokolov, and what is the case of the same gender where Rabbi Shimon disagrees? Ka'adar datani, Osham ben Chana, Vehevi ben Shtayim, should say ben Shtayim, Vehevi, should say ben Chana, Kosha, Ela Shiloi, Olu, Labai, Lenoshim Chayva is the correct text. We have an answer from Rabbi Sir. If a person, means a Nazir or Metzora, should have brought a first year lamb and he brought a second year one, or he transgressed Mihila, Gezelus or Shifra Harufa, and he should have bought a second year one and he bought a first year one, it's valid, although the owner has not fulfilled his obligation. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua, Shneim Amudah Ve'echad. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yeshua both said the same thing. Kamad Rabbi Yeshua Amal Nekeva La'ola, Le'kidja Ela Hekdesh Damim, Ken Rabbi Shimon Amal Nekeva La'ola, Le'kidja Ela Hekdesh Damim. Just as Rabbi Yeshua said that if one consecrates a female animal as an Ola, only its value receives Kedusha, so Shimon says the same. Im tema kidsha kedusha saguf, yo. And if you say that they received kedusha saguf, which means that consecrated to the mizbeach, they must graze until they receive a blemish rather than be redeemed. Ama Rebbe should say, ein ani roye es divrei Rebbe Shimon be pesach shtei sham moisa pesach ba shlomim. Rebbe says, I don't agree with Rebbe Shimon concerning a pesach offering, because a leftover pesach offering is bought as a shlomim. Why, asked the Gemara, why did Rebbe not say, I do not agree with Rebbe Shimon concerning an Asham offering, because the leftover Asham is brought as an Oila? Am Rebbe Avin, im hikdish Pesach ba Shlomim, gufay kar Shlomim, im hikdish Asham ba Oila, ein gufay kar Oila. Rebbe Avin answers that if he consecrated a Pesach offering, the animal itself is brought as a Shlomim. But if he consecrated an Asham, the animal itself is not bought, but rather its value has kedusha. Makadoin asks the Gemara, what about what do Rebbe and Rav Shimon actually disagree? Hahein ama hekdush dami, we should say hekdush, hahein ama hekdush gufoi hekdush. That's the correct text. The answer is that Rav Shimon holds that he consecrated its value, Rebbe holds that he consecrated the animal itself. Rebbe Zeru b'shem Rav Shimon ben Lakish, taima de b'yeshua, Dabel Aaron v'Abonov v'Elkol b'nei Yisrael v'Amat Alehem ish ish mi'beis Yisrael v'Goymer. If they are quoting Rav Shimon ben Lakish said that Rabbi Yeshua's source is the Pasuk in Vayikra Chaf Beis Pasuk Yud Ches, speak to Aaron and his sons and to all of b'nei Yisrael and say to them, each person from the house of Yisrael, etc. And they should say, Asher Yakriv l'Hashem l'Oila hakol kav l'Oila. And then we quote the next phrase, who will offer to Hashem an Oila, and we learn everything is brought as an Oila offering, meaning even donations of female animals are converted to Oila offerings. And then we have the next phrase in the Pasuk, Lo'sonchem tomim zochal, minayin afil nekevois tamuleima, babakar lo'abois esa nekevois. So we quote, to find favor for you, an unblemished male. So the Gemara says, from where do we know even females? As the Pasuk says, the same Pasuk, among the cattle, this even includes females. Rabbi Yitzchak Bari Rabbi Leze, Shal Ksiv Zocha Vat Amos Babakal Rabbi Zanakevis. Rabbi Yitzchak Bari Rabbi Leze asked, the Pasuk says male, so how could you say it includes females? With the Kavasa Ksiv Tomim Vat Amos Babakal Rabbi Zbale Mumim. Mabenehain. Similarly, the Pasuk says unblemished, would you say that among the cattle includes blemished? So what's the difference? Rav Amar Shivta de Katkadar Benehen. Rav answers, the rod of the shuttle of the loom divides. It means there is a very significant difference between them. Female animals may be used for some offerings, but blemished animals may never be used. Reb Lezer Oimi Yimachu V'chulei Hamin. Now, Reb Lezer taught in the Mishnah that they should be sold to people who need to bring that type of sacrifice. We have always said Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Taimer de Reb Lezer, Dabel Aroim Bebonov, V'goyme, Asher Yakriv L'Hashem, Lo'ila, Hakol, Kav Oila. Rabbi Yabol quoting Rav Shimon ben Lakish says that Reb Lezer's source is the Pasuk that we had before speak to Aaron and his sons, and then it says that they offer to Hashem as an oila. And we learn everything is brought as an oila. The Pasuk said to find favor for you, and that means that refers to a male. Yochel afilu oifois, tamulema, babakar, v'lai oifois, v'lai oifois. I might have thought that even birds may be brought, but the Pasuk says, among my cattle, cattle, but not birds. Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbun were sitting and saying that there, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Shimon's reason is that a female bird may be used for an oila, so it has kedusha the mizbeach. And here you said this means that consecrated birds must be sold and the money used to buy sacrifices. But if they have kedusha the mizbeach, how can they be sold? Rabbi Yossi answers that I follow the words of Rabbi Shmuel quoting Rabbi Zeira, who said that if neither an item nor its value can be sacrificed, it was only consecrated with Kedushas Domim, meaning only its value is consecrated. And you're correct, you cannot sacrifice it, as the Pasuk says, among the cattle, but not birds. You cannot redeem it as one cannot redeem a bird. And therefore, one must say, it only receives Kedushas Domim.